time yet? God, Drew, just freaking come on, man. That was a live stream. There we go. There we go. I didn't just say the hell with the live stream. Hey, everybody, I'm Kyle Rizdahl. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we make the day make sense. Kimberly's off. She's back next week. Instead, the one, the only, Sabri Benishore, taking time on a Friday to be with us. Thanks, man.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. Great to be back.
Those of you on the live stream, have a look at that background. That's Sabri's bedroom, his plants. I love his plants. Just going to say that.
Yeah, there's...
Anyway.
Some might say there's too many.
No such things. Anyway, so YouTube live stream, we got the Discord, we got the podcast for Economics on Tap. Today we're going to do the news fix, as we do every Friday, a little half full, half empty. And then we'll obviously finish that out with our new thing, the audience poll on that last question. We will start, I believe, with drinks. I'm going to fess up and say I'm drinking a glass of water. And here's why I'm drinking a glass of water. Because I have to take my 15-year-old to get her hair cut this afternoon because tomorrow's homecoming and I'm on haircut duty. So, yeah.
You're going to do the haircutting? Yeah. You're going to cut
the
hair yourself?
No. I am driving. I am driving. Uh-oh. And then in a month, like 3 weeks, I take her for her learner's permit test. So there's all kinds of stuff going on around here.
These are big times.
Big milestones. Well, you know, last kid left in the house. Everything's big.
Yeah. I have a strawberry protein shake because that's literally all I have left in the house that's edible. Speaking of going off to college, that's how I am living right now, apparently. Absolutely nothing in the refrigerator. I think my protein shake's coming back up.
Oh, man. You can turn off your camera if that happens. All right. Tell you what. We'll do some news. Then we'll get to a little half full, half empty, and then we'll move on our merry way. I will go first just because there's a certain quantity of, oh, my God, are you kidding me? So there's a report in Bloomberg this afternoon. A declassified report in Germany says that as late as October 2021, which is, let me remind you, November, December, January, February, 4 months before the Russians invaded Ukraine, then Chancellor Angela Merkel, here's the quote, saw no risk in Russian gas and the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, that Russia had always been a reliable supplier. And I would just like to say, oh my God, for reals?
She had been saying that for so long, because this had been brought up time and time again. And I guess maybe she's just invested in the idea that, you know, countries can change and benefit of the doubt or something. I don't know, but it has always seemed crazy to me. Absolute insanity. But okay.
Totally agree. And look, you know, given where she came from, right, born in East Germany and rose to the pinnacle of power in a free and democratic Germany, and, you know, you can believe the whole countries can change thing, but wow, huge miscalculation for which Germany this winter is going to pay the price, and, you know, Germans today and Europe today is paying the price. That to me was just an amazeballs kind of story.
Yeah.
We'll put it on the show page, obviously. Here's another one, and this is going to be a little tough to describe on the radio, but it's an excerpt from Senator Patrick Leahy's new memoir, and it's a series of tweets by Garrett Graff, who's written a bunch of really interesting first-person accounts. What am I thinking of? It's not first-person accounts. I suppose it is. It's like, oral histories. Oral histories of Watergate recently and 9/11. Anyway, so in his new memoir, Senator Patrick Leahy, the dean of the Senate, he's 82 years old. He's in and out of the hospital now because he's really sick. He's got a memoir out. He's from Vermont. He's going to retire. He tells a story about in the early 90s when the original Iraq War debate was going on. Sorry, early 2000s. And he was opposed. And he tells a story about being out walking with his wife and being approached by these mysterious guys on bicycles who suggested to him that he should go to the intelligence officers who were working in the Capitol and ask them about certain files having to do with weapons of mass destruction and Saddam Hussein. And it's just a cray-cray story. It's like it's out of a spy novel. Leahy goes, he reads these things, and they directly contradict what Bush and Cheney are saying in public. He goes and he votes against it. These intelligence officers come back to him and say, okay, now go read these other files. And they directly contradict other stuff that the administration was saying in public. It's crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. But American intelligence works in crazy ways.
I was about to say, who were they, those guys?
He doesn't say. He doesn't say. He says, I was approached by people on bicycles who told me to go see, so, go to the Hill intelligence officers and say, I want to see file number 8. And so he said, okay, I'll do that.
God.
And he went to the Hill and he said, I want to see file number 8. And then he did that. And then 2 weeks later, they came up to him again when he was out walking with his wife. And they said, okay, now go ask for file number 12. And this means American intelligence somehow was keeping an eye on Patrick Leahy. They knew when he was out. They knew what he knew. Right? It's weird. It's wild. It's just crazy.
And they knew what he didn't know, and they were like acting
exactly
in order to.
Exactly.
Wow, that's wild. That's crazy.
Exactly. So there's that.
I was gonna talk about Kroger buying Albertsons for $24 billion and change. I thought it was interesting because I covered this today and I learned a few things I had not thought about. I just figured it'd be just a run of the mill two grocery stores merging, but turns out one of the benefits of eating your competition is your credit score might increase. So like compared to like Walmart or Target or all these companies, these huge companies that sell all kinds of stuff, they have much better credit ratings than any single individual grocery store chain. So the bigger Kroger gets, the cheaper its loans get, which I thought was interesting. And also it's disrupting, it could really mess with Instacart. The reason being, Kroger has its own delivery system. Albertsons doesn't and was relying on Instacart. And now Kroger is going to go in and supply Albertsons with all this newfangled, you know, delivery infrastructure it has. Yeah. And then Instacart is going to be up a creek for a huge, you know, source of clientele. Yeah.
Is it going to make my rutabagas cheaper, though?
I don't know. That was my first question. And I...
Right?
There's not a clear answer, I guess, because grocery markets are just so complicated and sometimes super competitive and sometimes super not, and probably depends on where you are. But I couldn't get a strong, clear answer to that one.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Let's play a game, shall we?
Oh, yes.
Half full, half empty.
Oh, yes. This
Drew
is
Jostedt.
Half full, half empty. Hosted by Drew Jostedt.
It is indeed.
So I was like, sounds like someone should say something now. This is half full, half empty. Hosted by Drew Jostedt. Drew, take it away.
All right. Your first topic. A new poll says 5% of adults have received the updated COVID booster. Are you half full or half empty?
Only 5%? Really?
Well, I mean... I'm half empty on that. That's really low.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's too low.
Yeah. I assume...
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this just means a bunch of people are going to get COVID and be out sick for a week or two this fall.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing, right? I mean, it's a time suck now. That's the deal. Yes, hundreds of people are dying, and I understand that, but get your shots, and it'll be okay for you. Man. Totally half empty.
It really, Drew, it really is a.
No, go ahead. I keep stepping on you, Sabri. I'm sorry. We've got to.
No. I just remember. I mean, yes. I obviously for some people, especially people who are not vaccinated or people with underlying problems, it's a much more serious matter. But for everybody else, it really is. It's a huge inconvenience. I missed a whole vacation because I got sick with.
Oh, did you really?
With COVID.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Actually, you know what? I was coming home on the train, and my brother was super paranoid about giving COVID. This was for Christmas. My brother was super paranoid about me giving or anybody giving COVID to our parents. So he was like, everyone must take a COVID test before you leave. And I took a COVID test before I left. I was fine. Took a COVID test. When I arrived, my mom handed it to me at the train station. It turned pink in like 15 seconds. And
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing with this.
I was so positive.
Yep.
And so I did not spend. And so that was that. I didn't spend Christmas with my family. The funny part is that turns out my dad had COVID the whole time and gave it to my brother. So for all his efforts of like.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
This thing is going to get you. It's going to get you. All right, Drew, go ahead.
For the record, another 27% of adults said they would get it as soon as possible. So it's not as
It's already
grim,
possible. Get it now.
No, it is possible.
It's already possible. Jesus.
Are you half full or half empty on Meta introducing metaverse avatars with legs?
Oh, I saw that. I didn't see it. What I saw was a tweet from Meta that said legs. And I figured that's what it had to be. Well, look, I don't understand why you can't really have legs to begin with. I mean, this goes back to the Wii, right? That video game thing and why you don't have legs there. I don't understand what's the big deal with legs. I mean, sure, half full. Why did it take so long?
Agreed.
You know? Yeah. How many legs, Robert Enstedt says? You get two legs. Two legs, Robert. You get two legs. Go ahead, Drew.
All right. I have another article here that says, quotes an executive from Kodak saying they literally can't keep up with demand for employees to work with film. Are you half full or half empty on a comeback for film cameras?
Oh, man. That's so cool. I did not know that. I'm hugely full on that. Look, I dabble in photography. I take once every, 5,000 frames, I take a really nice picture. But I'm all into film now. So half full for sure. That's so interesting. And film is super expensive now too. Holy cow.
What is film?
Yeah, that's right. There's like a generation of people. That's totally right. That's totally right.
I'm half full on that. God. I just remember being a kid and having film and always overexposing it. But I'm half full that people are, that's cute.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's like vinyl, man.
Mm. All right. Half full or half empty on, how to phrase this, people becoming TikTok influencers by vlogging their work days.
I
know.
What?
Like people at LinkedIn, people at Google, people at Discord, just like, here's what it's like to work here.
No, no, no. All the way empty. That's, I'm going to, it's dumb. I don't, maybe I'm a crotchety old man, but no. Yeah, empty glass.
I don't.
For sure.
You know, my own work day is stressful enough. I don't need to see other people's work.
That's exactly
work
right. That's exactly right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Also, are there employers watching them, by the way?
Right. And then you have that whole productivity theater thing. I mean, what are you going to do? Send it to your boss and put it in your annual evaluation, for crying out loud? Oh, my God. Speaking of which, I have to do my goals for next year. Anybody at APM listening to this, I know I'm late on my goals. Leave me alone. Okay. So, Drew, is this the next one, the last one?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you're watching the YouTube live stream, and we apologize for whatever was going on with the video there, but it's back. Via the YouTube live stream, we're going to put up a poll in the chat. So let us know if you're half full, half empty, and we will give you the results because somebody's going to post it in the Slack channel because I can't figure out how to make it work on my iPad. So, Drew, go.
Netflix is launching an ad-supported tier for $6.99 a month. Are you half full or half empty?
Huh. Well, we'll give people some time to vote. I don't know. Am I half full? Ads in $6.99. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yes, half full. Ads for $6.99. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I would be half full on that as well, just because they do have to do something because the competition they're facing right now is super intense. Yep. I mean, even I heard someone say TikTok was Netflix's competition too. I mean, people just scrolling through TikTok.
TikTok is eating the world, man.
It is. But that between that and Disney Plus.
Right. Well, so that's another thing, right? They're just getting a little expensive, and I've got. Well, let's see. Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max. I don't think we have Disney Plus anymore. So I think maybe we've only got three. So I'm good with that. But you get four or five of those things, and it's a freaking cable bundle, and you're paying $120 a month.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unless, of course, you use somebody else's password. I'm just saying. just whatever. All right. So here's the poll. Netflix is launching an ad-supported tier. Half full, 38%. Half empty, 62%. That's interesting. You people are
people
not
hate
generous.
Ads.
People, that's, people hate that's exactly. Ads. Well, you know what? We've all gotten accustomed to not having them. I mean, you think about, kids not knowing what film is. There's a generation of kids growing up not knowing what ads are.
Yeah. I remember what ads were. And
I got news.
Looking
for you,
back,
pal.
It's kind of hard to hard to.
So look, you and I have known each other a long time, and so I feel okay in saying this. You're starting to be of a certain age now. I'm just saying that.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah, it's not. So we don't really talk about that on social media. You might see other ages suggested on different platforms.
Okay. There we go. Understood. Final poll, by the way, half full 39%, half empty 61% on Netflix launching ad-supported tier. Oh, my God. All right. So we are done today. I'm out most of next week, back Friday. Kimberly's back on Monday. If you've got questions you want us to answer for What Do You Want to Know Wednesday, let us know. You know how to do that. And also for anything else that you want to tell us, Sabri's going to tell you how to do that.
Yep, the number to call is 508-UB-SMART. Leave us a voicemail. Email works too. You can reach us at makemesmart@marketplace.org. Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa.
On the theme music.
Oh, no, I don't. Oh.
No, that was Drew. Drew just jumped right in. Go ahead, sorry.
Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera. Today's episode was engineered by Drew Jostad, who also wrote the theme music to Half Full, Half Empty.
I will say this is a tough podcast to jump into cold, especially when you haven't done it in a while, and also especially when there's a big lag on the Comrex. So that's what's going on today. Team behind our Friday game is Mel Rosenberg and Emily McCune. Bridget Bodner is running other things at the moment because she hates us. The director of On Demand is Donna Tam. There we go. I got it in. Bridget doesn't really hate us. She's just got other things to do. That's all.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.